Okay, Bezer Hashem, we have a lot of work today to do in Siman Kuf Gimel. I apologize in advance. My wife needs help at home, so I'm going to leave right after the shiur. So in terms of speaking and learning, of course, Bezer Hashem, I hope to be here tomorrow. Okay. So we left off in the halachos of Nosen Tam of Gan with Sif Gimel. We still haven't done the Ramon Sif Beis. Bezer Hashem, I hope by the end of today, if we could get in an hour, get back to the Ramah. The Ramah is really more details, and Mechaber continues on with Yisodos. Zok Tehevig and Mechaber. Afilu ein kach the Yisro levad ha-lifkom, ela al yidei dover acher. Even if the Yisro itself does not have the power to be pogen, but rather it would be pogen when you have a synergistic effect. For those who aren't familiar, the concept of a synergistic effect, I learned this in, I think, abnormal psychology, that when you join two different chemicals, sometimes they combine for a third power. So in pharmacology, that's important. So over here as well, you have a dvar isur that itself is not pogim, but if it combines with something else, there is a synergistic effect. And what happens is now it's a davar pogim. Afil elai de'aver chershim esai kigom shenafal isur der sheish bo melach. For example, you have an isur that falls into a pot of salt, o tavlin meduchan vil male hamelach v'tavlin shebo lo ayekoach beisur lifkom afilu afi mutar. Despite the fact that the only reason that the nevela over here is pogim is because there was melach and tavlin, this nevela doesn't get along with melach and tavlin. And what happens is when they combine, it creates a davar hapogim. Nevertheless, Reish Lakish teaches us that the halacha is that davar hapogim. Okay, that's straightforward. Anytime that you would have the synergistic effect, it is also a davar hapogim. Yes.
Is it specifically tamas pogim, or also, let's say, consistency or other factors that make eating less pleasant?
As far as I know, we've only seen regards to tam. Certainly according to the Rajba, and probably as well according to the Ran as well, it's always in regards to Tav. The Shach comments in Sifkotin Yudbeis, V'malei HaMelech V'Tavlin, says the Shach, V'hu adin ipcha kishu pogim ipnei she'ein sham melech o'tavlin. V'ilu ha'yesha melech o'tavlin kiroi lo ha'ya pogim, muter kiva dahashta via pogim kidi isa v'shas. The Shach says the same would apply as well. And that is that it is pogain when there isn't melech and tavlin. Now this shach is a very important shach. The shach is telling us that the instance where we have the rule of no sein tam lufkam will also apply when the iser falls in when it is bland. If the iser is bland and a person would not eat it, so then in such a case it's now pogain. And the shach adds, if later on you're going to add melech u'tavlin, so then right now it's pogen. Right now it's pogen. Again, let's see the shach's words again. V'udin ipcha kishu pogen mipnei she'ein sham melech u'tavlin. V'ilu ha'yasham melech u'tavlin. If there would have been salt or spices inside, so then kiroi lo ha'yapogen. But right now you don't have the salt and the spices inside. So here, Rabbi Akiva Eger raises an interesting. So again, let's just me'akala lakave, one step at a time. The Shach is telling us a tremendous siddush in Nosein Tam Lufkam. Just like the halacha is that there's a synergistic effect, according to Reish Lakish, that something else could combine with the Yisr and to create Nosein Tam Lufkam. If when you put the Yisr in, if the Yisr itself is an Yisr that doesn't add taste, and there's no taste in the tashil, so then in such a case, that's also called davar that's pogim, because bland is also no sein tam lufkam. Fascinating. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's quite a chiddush. Rabbi Yonah was working a lot on where it doesn't have any time at all. So this shach And it might be connected to that. Okay, but either way, comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Sifkata Beis, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger adds another knitch, which is to the consternation of the Prima Gadol. Venerally Lodon. Once the Shach said this, then it's not edible. People don't eat it. By the way, you could formulate the Lundus over here, that the fact that people don't eat it is in itself Alocha no same Tamluf Kam. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says as follows. Venerally Lodon. The Mutter Lahosif at Shishim. Velitein Achar Kach Melech V'Tanachlin. A wild kula. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that if you have a situation where you have the Isur and it is bland, but you know that you're going to add in salt and spices and the Isur is not going to be bland anymore, and then the Shach's Heter is going to fall away, so I still could use the Shach's Heter. What's going to be the Isur? Be marbe shishin keneged of Isur, and then put the Melech and Tavlin in. So, at the time that you put the Melech and Tavlin in, where you now make the whole item edible, the Isser was already mevutal. Brilliant from Akiva Eiger. Let's see it inside. V'nirli ladun, the mutter la'osif. V'litin akakach melech v'tav she'yishpiyach v'ein bazev mishum bitl isser l'chaptila. Kivin da'ashter shu kogum nispat l'isser barov. Dog nosin tam l'chkam itim bitl barov asin Allah. K'moshe kosim ha'rajba. Vanevin Yavin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is alluding to the fact that this works according to the Rajba's Havana of No Saint Tam Livkan. Rav Miller speculated, to the chagrin of some of the Avrechim, that maybe it's totally the Machlokas Rajba and Ran. But I saw the Badei Shulchan said the exact same thing as Rav Miller. The Avrechim at the time were fighting with him. Rav Miller said maybe it was Lil Nahases. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes out and says that the halacha would be that once we have this chiddush of the Shach, that he extended the din of Reish Lakish to the point that when you have something that's bland, that also has a din of No Saint Tamluf Kam. Of course, if you added salt and spices, so then it's no longer No Saint Tamluf Kam, it would be usher. But what happens, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you added Heter to the Isser to the point that there's already Shishim, so now it's Batel. So then in such a case, the Isser no longer exists, and there's no problem to add the Melach in Tavlin afterwards. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a beautiful mashal to this. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that this is akin to Simin Kuftes Siv Beis. Everybody turn there, Simin Kuftes Siv Beis. There's another, I'm dropping in along the way, in the halacha, the more practical halacha discussions, also basic yisodos and taruvos. So in Kuftes Beis, we have the famous machlokas between the Rajba and the Rush that we made reference to in our Hakdama, and that is, if you have a taruvos, a yavesh, the yavesh, are you allowed to eat all of the pieces together? So, according to the Rajba, one is allowed to eat all of them. That would mean, then, that you're allowed to cook all of them together. If you have a mixture of yavish b'yavish, two pieces of heter, one of isur, so then in such case, you could cook all of them together and everything's going to be fine. Zot tehelig mechaber, yavish b'yavish, shenizbat l'chad b'tray, im bishlan kulo kefag, afilu echol kol echo b'fnei atzmo, asur, im ein sham shishim. So, the halacha is, if there isn't shishim, it's going to be a problem. M'pnei sharote b'nosen tam, v'livu b'chatichos. So you're allowed to eat all of them according to the Rajba, but if you're going to cook, so then one of them is going to give off time into the other two. Oh, so what's the... So again, let me be clear. I might have misspoke something in the Rajba. If you have all three that are together, two of heter, one of isur, and then you want to eat all of them, the halach is you're allowed to eat all of them. If you're going to cook all of them, so then in such a case, the halach is it's asr. Why? It's asr because you're going to have one of them giving off time into the other two. But what's the Eitzah according to the Rajba? V'im ratza levashlam yachad v'ein sham shishim muta laharbos aleim k'dei shir shishim ulevashlan. If, let's say, you would have 60 times the time of the Isur connected to Heter, if you add, let's be specific, you add 10 pieces of nevela. And if you put in 10 pieces of kosher, and you have one piece of nevela, and if you put in one more piece of kosher, then in such a case you wouldn't taste the nevela at all. You wouldn't taste it at all. So then the halacha is that before you cook it, you're allowed to put in one more piece, then everything is going to be heter, and then in such a case, you could cook all of them together. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that case in Kuftes Beis has a parallel in the sugi of Nosin Tam Lufkan. What's the parallel? That you have a case where it is now Nosin Tam Lufkan with the chidush of the shah that is planned, and then what you want to do is you want to be mosif to the point that the iser disappears, and afterwards put in the tavlin, because the iser is going to be gone. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's chidush. The Prima Gadim, as Rabbi Akiva Eger himself makes reference to, is not so happy with this. He said, concludes the piece, Achakach Matzasim Prima Gadim, Shaomit Bet Kayotzik Zeh, Upikbek Lechalek, that Rabbi Prima Gadim said that that case in Kuftes Beis is different. I'll leave it for you. What is the Kudas Samachlokas between the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Akiva Eger? But at the end of the day, this is a fascinating extension of the Shach in terms of Nosei Tam Lufkan, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. One more point before I take questions. Rabbi Miller Shlita then suggested the following mind-boggling heter, Halacha L'maisa. He said, if you're a Mashgiach Kashrus, you could do the following Knesh in Nosei Tam Lufkan. And he said the following, you could, if you have a treif ingredient, and you put the treif ingredient inside of the taruvus, we're talking about a rav giving a hashkacha on such a thing. You put the treif ingredient inside of the taruvus, while the taruvus is still inedible and bland, which happens very, very often, usually, I would imagine often when you, if you stop the food, the processing of food in the middle and you would taste it, it doesn't taste very good. It really depends what type of chemicals you're putting inside and so on and so forth. And you put the iser inside when it is not edible. The taruvus is not, doesn't taste very good. According to Shach, all it's got to be is that's a chisar melech or tavlin. And then, after there's shishim, you add the ingredients that make it edible. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, probably Halacha L'maisa, most hashkafas wouldn't want to go against the Prima Gadim that says that that's not acceptable, and it's a massive chiddush. But Ad Kan, Rabbi Miller thought that there's a lot of room to be made to extend the din of Nosein Tam Lufkan this far. Before I take questions, clarifications, anything that's not clear, because this is a nuanced Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's a nuanced Raya. Before I take kashas. So far so good. No Jew will be left behind. So far so good. Yes, Rabbi Yonah.
I think it's actually more of a clarification.
Okay.
But I just when the Shach said that something that's bland is something that doesn't have, that it is Nosein Tam Lufkan because it doesn't have salt. So that means that like the tafshil itself was bland. And
no. You're 100% right. If that. The Shach says a little bit more than that. If I didn't emphasize that, I'm glad you're repeating it. The Shach says that now, because there isn't melach or tavlin, the iser does not taste good. The iser is unattractive.
The iser
is unattractive.
Yeah, so it's not just like it has to be the type of iser that it's not just that like the means. So how did that translate into the head that Miller was talking about?
Oh, yeah, falta. In other words. You're adding that Rav Miller is right only if you could identify the iser as tasting bad. And if you're willing to mekabel that, right. According to Shach, but only if in a hanami. He didn't emphasize that when he said the heter, but I think
it doesn't seem like it's going to apply in so many cases. That
in a hanami. Just to bring out that Rav Yom is saying is correct is that the lashon of the Shach was kishu poge mipnei shein shel melech or tavlin. The iser is pogen because there wasn't melech or tavlin. So I said that the taruvus was bland, but it needs to be that in that blandness, what happened is that the iser became pogen.
And though not saying, so I'm not sure if this is already said or not.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be that he's saying that bland is gone.
Nachon. Because it's bland, the iser is pogen. Einachanam. Thank you for making sure that was clear. Siv Dal. Yes.
When Rabbi said that Rabbi Eger can be something that not all the trash around.
Right.
Seemingly not the run, right?
Exactly. That's
happy with this, right? like the Rashi.
By the way, I saw that Mefurish in the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan says black and white, it's totally Rashi and Ran. I thought also that you could be, it's Lahad Lukha or Ladir, you could be Mefalcha. Yeah?
I just don't know, why would the Kibbeh have to come out of the Rashi and then quick test?
He's saying Mashal Amad Dover Doma. That's part of what the Prima Gadim says. Prima Gadim says that he doesn't think that that's Doma at all, and therefore they feel that the Raya falls away.
Right. Okay.
But you want to say that you could say the Rajva Svara even without Kuftes Beis.
Yeah.
But Kuftes Beis is very helpful, because what Kuftes Beis shows you is that you could be Marbe, there isn't the problem of Eim Vatlanis, so actually you could be Marbe past Shishim, and then don't worry about the fact that you're going to be creating the Yisim.
Right, I'm just saying that the Rashi and somebody is arguing around just about that.
I hear what you're saying.
We have a thorough quoting, so even if you increase in your hat,
you're saying Rabbi Kiva Eger could be right, even if the Dimyon to Kuf Tes Beis is off. I'm just repeating Rabbi Kiva Eger's words. He quotes the Rashba, and then he quotes the Rai from Kuf Tes Beis. And he says that the Prima Gadim doesn't like that Rai. Okay. Siv Dalid is a Rambam. It's verbatim from the Rambam and the Machalos Asuros, and the Beis Yosef has a basic pasha on it. Let's see it through the eyes of the Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Gimel Sif Dalid in the Beis Yosef. Let's take a look. So he says, Kosova Rambam, Shemen Shel Goyim Mutter, Vafilu Nispashel Einen Nesem Pnei Gnugu Leyakum, Mipnei Shabosar Pogim Es Hashem. So here we have the following problem. It's not so clear when you read the Rambam the first time what exactly the issue is, because there are two issues. There's Shemen Shel Goyim, which is a sugi in Avodah Zarah. We now had it in Daf Yomi as a discussion. Tanoim and Amorim, you pass from Shemen Shel Goyim as Mutter. And then the Rambam adds, but you have to, in regards to Shemen, there's also another question. And that is that in those days it was common for them to prepare Shemen that had also been cooked with Basar. So comes along the Rambam says, no, Shabasar Pogim Es HaShemen. The Basar is Pogim HaShemen, and that's not going to be a problem. So that's what's behind the Pesach of Mechab. We're going to turn back to Beis Yosef shortly. But that's what's behind the Mechab's Lashon. Shemen Uvashal Goyim Achol Bishen Uvashalim Mutarim Mipnei Shabasar Pogim Es HaShemen Umasri Kol V'tein Lidvash. So it finds its halacha in Kuf Gimel, because the assumption is that the Basar is Pogim Es HaShemen. So the Beis Yosef asks a very, very basic question. He asks, "Vani tama sharei ha'olam mevashim dvashim basar ruma shulach maod." Says that's not true. And you never heard of honey chicken? So he says, "Where did the Rambam get this from? That every time you have basar with dvash, because the Rambam says not only shemen but he also says dvash. So where did the Rambam get this from? That it's a davar apogen? It's just not true." So the Beis Yosef gives a technical answer, connected a little bit to the previous sif. Yeshemi Yeshlama Shalidei Tavlin Vabitzalim Hu Mashbiach. If you have spices and onions, then it's Mashbiach. Avu Ilo Yabasim Vidvash Levadam Hayu Pogmin. So Beis Yosef says you have to say that meat and honey do not go together, and it creates a tam pogum. I don't think that Chinese duck agrees with that assumption of the Beis Yosef, right? That I think what they do is they add a lot of dvash. Rav Miller said one of the secret ingredients in Shalom is honey. So Tzarechian, how does one explain this halacha? So the Darkei Moshe has a different teretz. By the way, the Beis Yosef seems to assume this way, that dvash and basar is a davar apogen. However, the Ramah is going to go with what he says in Darkei Moshe. The Ramah says, "V'yeshomrim debasar ein apogen dvash atzmo, rak mashke anase midvash." No. What we're talking about is not the dvash itself. It's mashke anase midvash. Mashke anase midvash is a type of drink that even was it even matured to the point that it had an alcoholic content, and that is, I think, what they call, and this appears in English literature, mead. Mead is a type of beer that's mentioned in Chaucer and Shakespeare, and that's what we're talking about over here. Ramah did not live a very far time, very far away from Lahavdil al Fafdei Avdolos. And so the Rama over here says that that's the pshat. We're not talking about Vash. I mean, Vash and Basar is a Dabra HaMashpiach. However, if you mix mead with the meat, so then in such a case, one could be matter. That's how the Rama concludes. The Be'er Agra has another nice teretz. The Be'er Agra in V'yeshomrin, if you take a look, in Ost HaZayin, he starts off and he quotes the Beis Yosef's Kasha, and then he's mefalpel within the different shitas of Rishonim in our Daf Yomi Sugya, and then he quotes the Bach teretz, and then in the Likud, the Gra gives another teretz. In Likud V'yeshomrin, he quotes, by the way, here you see, if anybody has the history, please let me know, you see here that there were different Gersos is not the word, different Tkufas of the Gra's Pirush, just like we know that we had three or four Rashi, most of the Shas, he wrote three or four times on Shas. It seems that there are a few different Tkufas that the Gra wrote on Shulchan Aruch, and so sometimes you'll have a host that's Mechuban to the Gra, and every once in a while you'll have Likud, that they were Malakit later on, other Be'er Agras, and they put it onto Shulchan Aruch. If anybody knows the history about it, I'm curious about it. But either way, in later on, the Gra added something else, that the Gra said, Mach Mikushyas Beis Yosef, the Rama was bothered by the Kasha of Beis Yosef, and therefore he said he was talking about mead, the Leisa, and he says that's not correct. The Achal Gav, the Be'en Mashpiach Hatam, the Be'en Mashpiach Kama, even though the Be'en will be Mashpiach, Hatam Pogame, it depends on what type of Dvash we're talking about. When did the Chinese find that the Dvash goes well with the meat and we don't disagree with them, says the Gra, that's if you put the Dvash onto the chicken. However, Hatam, but if you have only the utensil that's giving off Tam Dvash, that's Pogame. That is Pogan. And the Gra brings another raya from our Daf Yomi. Kemo b'kankanim, l'amigimul amabez. Because the Gemara tells us in regards to a beer, that it depends. This is a little bit connected to what we spoke about last week, in terms of sherry casks and so on. It might be a nafkamina, something to think about. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that wine in beer is mashpiach, but if you put wine in if you put beer in wine casks, then it's pogame. So there are times that wine will be, if you put the be'en, so then it enhances, but if you put it inside of something where it accepts tam, so then in such a case it's going to be pogame. So that's the explanation that the Gra gives. Hayozim et vareinu la'alacha, every time we're dealing with vash and shemen, there is room to say that's dabra pogame. According to the Gra, the only thing that's pogame when it comes to vash is the tam, the utensils, but not other instances. Yes?
That's probably I assume it works this way, that there's a difference between honey-flavored meat and meat-flavored honey.
Depends on what's the dominant and what's the...
Yeah, like I hear why meat-flavored honey would be gross, even though honey-flavored meat...
Right, Einachanami. I do think that there was someone later, an acheron that makes your point, if they try to remember to look around. The Ramah concludes, Basar Ochal V'Yayin HaVilfgam U'Mutter, that meat and milk into Yayin is also considered Dabar Pogim and is Mutter. Sifhei. Now we go on to a different world. And this is the world of No Sein Tam Lufgam in Kalim. In other words, up until now, we've been discussing Aleph through Dalet, No Sein Tam Lufgam into foods. Now we're discussing kalim that have a property of no sin tam lufgam, and therefore the tam that it gives off into the food will be mutter. Says the Mechaber, Kol kedera sheina bas yoma, choshev tam lufgam ve'eino oseres. Any kedera that's not a day old is considered like some that's pogan, and it doesn't prohibit v'nikris bas yoma, and it's considered a Bar Yoma. Kolzman Shalosha Sami Esla Ace Akreshin Spashal Isuk. It's considered a Ben Yomok as long as 24 hours have not passed. The Kivan Sha'abra Lama Esla Ace Akreshin Spashal Baha Isir ain't an Ikris Basyoma. Once 24 hours pass, then it's not considered Ben Yomok. Then Bisha Bok Shaina Basyoma Tashal Mutar Davi Nosin Tam Lufgam. Now everybody by now should know this halacha, very, very, very important halacha. And that is I'm sure on the list of the Prima Gadim's questions that one needs to ask the Shoah, And that is, it was the utensil, a utensil that was used in the last 24 hours. If we used in the last 24 hours, so then it's poking the tafshil, and then in such a case, even if the utensil is usur, so then the food item is going to be mutter. The Mechaber then quotes a machlokes rishonim, what happens if the utensil was not clean? There was a little bit of residue of treif on the utensil. So could you also use the rule of nosen tam lefkan? The shita of the Ran, as the Taz reports in Sifkat and Fes, was that the halacha of nosen tam lefkan does not only apply to blios inside of the kli, but rather it also applies to a small residue that was left onto the kli. However, Rov Rishonim, the Rajba quote in the Turin Kuf Chav Beis disagrees, and the Mechaber gives honorable mention to the Shita of the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch concludes Sitei, V'shuhu Shetiyah Mudecha Shlo Yeshum Na Panel, Shem Lo Yidicha Oser. You have to be careful. Even if it's the pot's been around for 24 hours, if it has Shmutz of Tarfus, so then in such a case, then it'll answer everything. Obviously, then you'll be Meshar Shishim. If there's shishim connected to the residue, then fine. But if there isn't shishim, it'll lots of arei kichutik hasisr shalom nifkema. There isn't a concept of a dover apogim on of the enmanish. The yesh matirin afilu bishul ba kodem shidicha. And there are some who say that it's mutter if you cooked inside of such a thing, and that is the shita of the Ran that we made reference to before. And then the Ramah points out what we said. From yesh shishim neg mashadavakalav kula amasharim achadak dera in basyom avachinov. But if you have shishim keneged the shmutz, so then in such a case, everything is going to be fine. The shach raises that there are times that we are mako on a dissenting view of the Shulchan Aruch. The dissenting view is actually a shita that is not so uncommon. If you take a look in our booklets, let's go back to the Rishonim. Rashi on the sugya in Avodah Zarah, Alam in Chesam Abeis, Tosos, the Beis Yosef quotes it from the end of Avodah Zarah, but Rashi appears on Alam in Chesam Abeis, it appears a few places. It's halfway through the Yomim. It doesn't say Lamed Chesam Beis. It's right after the photocopies of Adi HaShulchan. First word online is Mizum. Mamish halfway down the Yomim. Rashi di Ramachul Nosen Tam Lefkam. Rashi says, Plukzi v'perik basra. V'kol gi'ule akum Nosen Tam Lefkam. Anytime you have gi'ule akum here means you cooked with the utensil of the goyim, it's Nosen Tam Lefkam. Sharei nistashel o iser et mo. Because the guy only used it yesterday. Ukfar hufak tamo. And the tam became affected. It lost its strength. Vinifsal belina. That's a critical line. And it's already pasal belina. Chutz mikderes basyom dosin tam shvachu va'aser. Rashi, on la mechesan adeis, and Rabbeinu Tam develops the shita of Rashi as well, and he himself paskins this way, Rabbeinu Tam paskins this way, is of the opinion that the halacha of nosen tam lefkam is not something that was sitting in a kedera for 24 hours, but rather all you need is linas laiva. Once you have linas laiva, then it'll already be nosen tam lefkam. So in Shulchan Aruch, black and white, we don't paskin that way. However, what I'm going to show you, this Yata Deshvay, in the next few minutes, is that this shita, even though rejected, does play a role in terms of halacha lemaisa. So this is something that one needs to be aware. Again, black on white in Shulchan Aruch, we have in Se'if Hei, the halacha that linas laila is not a davra hogen. It needs to be something that's 24 hours. However, we do see that at times we're mitstarev the shita of Rashi. To understand how the tziruf of Rashi is used by the poskim, let's take a look at Sif Zayin. Let's skip ahead to Sif Zayin, and then we'll come back another to Sif Vav. Mechaber says as follows. Here we're going to have a few sugyas that are going to come together. This is a beautiful conclusion of our simon. No jewel will be left behind, so if there's anything that's not clear, stop me, okay? Because there are a few different sugyas that are now going to come together. Zabdei l'di mechaber, k'dei reshi b'lua mi b'shar v'chalach. She not nizbashla ba biyachad, o b'zachar zeh. If you add a pot that has absorbed basar and chalach, either they were cooked simultaneously, or within a short period of time, both basar and chalach cooked together, the kodam she'avar laila achas, huchma ba mayim. And prior to the passing of a night, water was heated up, chashiva bas yoma, then it's considered a ben yoma, ad shetisha me'es le'es mishor she'uchmu ba hamayim. So here, we have a halacha, put aside the machlokas rishon about linas laila or me'es le'es, and we have another halacha. And this is a halacha that we've discussed previously. And that is that if you heat up water in a kli that is asur, the clock of no same time lefkan is going to start again. The clock starts again. Interestingly, over here, even though the mechaber passes that way, that the clock starts again, by the way, there are rishonim who are meiko, and say, no, it's only when you cook the isur that you start the clock. And only if you cook the Yisr again does the clock start again. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. By the way, if you want the Rishon who's Meikel, the Shach quotes it in the name of the Smach. But we don't paskin like the Smach. So it comes along, the Mechaber, and the Mechaber tells us as follows. He says, if you cook the water within the night, so then, in such a case, the halacha is that we view it that the clock starts again. Mashma, that if you cooked it after the night, so then in such a case, the clock would not start again. The clock wouldn't start again. Oh, and that's what the Ramah says. Avolim avra laila mutar. Once the night passes, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutar. V'chein, says the Ramah, im avra laila bein bishul basar l'chalach. And the same would apply if the night passes between the cooking of basar l'chalach. Ava gab da'achaka chuchmu amayin miyad nami dina hafi. So the Ramah says that any time we're dealing with the chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumah against the Smach, who says that the halacha is that when you cook water, then you start the clock anew, there you could be mitzarev as a kula, or if you will, a svek sveka, you could be mitzarev the shita that says that all you need is linas laila, rashi and rabbeinu tam. So that's how it plays out, lala. So first of all, before we even go on, we don't have the time to be mitzarev, nor the knowledge to be mafarik every single case la halacha in practice, but at the end of the day, Kuf Gimel Zayin is an important source, and we have the Chachma Sadam that makes reference to this, that even though we passed in 24 hours, if we could create a Svek Sveka, so then we're going to say that you could rely on Shitas Rashi. In other words, if you have another reason to be Meikil, then we're Mitzarek Linas Laila with that other heter to create a Svek Sveta. That is what the Ramah says. Interestingly, the Shach likes this, but he doesn't like this. The Shach, Kedarko B'Kodesh, what the Shach does is the Shach picks away at every single Svara over here, both the Mechaber and the Ramah, and in the end of the day he says, but he could be Mekel for another reason. But he thinks that the Mechaber and the Ramah's usage is not correct. More precisely, it's the Ramah's expansion of the Mechaber. What the Ramah does is the Ramah expanded the Mechaber, and the Shach claims that if you read the Beis Yosef himself carefully, the Beis Yosef did not go as far as he went. Again, what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, any time you have Avra Laila, and you have a cook of water, so then in such a case, then you're going to have heter. Why? Because if when you cook water, that's a machlokas rishonim. But if you have avra laila, there's some people who say that the tam is not going to be pogrom. However, if you take a look at the shach towards the end, the Sifkatan Yudches, the shach tells us he thinks that the Ramah misviews the analysis of the Mechaber. It's true that the Mechaber is Mekel, however, says the shach, he's not as Mekel as the Ramah says he is. About three quarters of the way through Sifkat Yudches, he quotes the whole Beis Yosef. And then he says, Deleise. Ela svir leila Beis Yosef. He said, he then quotes how others misunderstood the Beis Yosef. Ela svir leila Beis Yosef. Everybody have it? It's about two thirds of the way, even three fourths of the way through Sifkat Yudches. Ela svir leila Beis Yosef de eina molalina. When do you rely on the heter that the night passed? Ela le'inyin shechimum hamayim achar kach lo yesu ben yom. Avon chalamu miyad shenasa ben yom mechadosh sarach me'es le'es mechimum hamayim. Here's what the Shach says. The Shach says that the only time we say this, that you could rely on Linas Laila, is if you had basar that was cooked, and then after the night, what happened was you cooked challah, okay, and then you had a chimum mayim. So then sarich me'es avon chum miyad. But if you're mechamim mayim right away, in other words, you had a bishul basar b'challah, and then you were mechamim mayim. So then you have to wait 24 hours from the Chimum Mayim. Then you need to wait 24 hours from the Chimum Mayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger explains beautifully. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that at the end of the day, if you had Basar B'Cholav with Chimum Mayim, so then in such a case, you have a case of a Vadai Nafis Nevela. So if you have a Vadai Nasis Nevela, then in such a case you're going to have to be Machmir. However, if you have a Safek Nasis Nevela, Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, then in such a case one could be Mekel. Ulefi Zed, therefore, says the Shach, Gam HaShikosav HaRav, V'cheinim Avra Laila Achas, Bein Bishol Basar L'Chalav, Einem Mukhrach L'Das HaBeis Yosef. In such a case, it's not Mukhrach according to the Beis Yosef. Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sifkat Nevelah, Nireh the Kabbonas Hashach, the Shoresh Achiluk Bein Avra Laila Kodem Achim Umayim. O Acharkach, Hainu, She'im Huchmu Mayim Tchila, if you heated up the Mayim right away, take up Donim, Da Mayim Nasas Nevela. Then, of course, you have the Halacha that the Mayim comes Nevela. Umemela Boy Meis Leis Mishas Achimum. Then, in such a case, you need Meis Leis Mishas Achimum. Ma She'en Kein Va'avra Tchila Laila. The Vishas Chima Mamayim Amrina Kivin Nas Nevela Derabanan Havisavik Derabanan. But if you have a case in which you're not even sure if there was Basar B'Cholav, because according to Rashi it wasn't Basar B'Cholav. According to Rashi, you cooked the Cholav before the night, and you cooked the Basar already in the morning. So then, in such a case, and according to Rashi, you only have a Safek. You, according to Rashi, it's not Basar B'Cholav. Lufi Rashi is not possible to call it at all. So la halacha we have a safek. So then, if you have chimum mayim, so what does chimum mayim do? Chimum mayim is a din of nasas nevela. So if you have a din of nasas nevela, which is only a din de rabbanan, then you can rely on shitas Rashi. But in a case of where you had vadei basar b'chalav, and then you cooked water, and then you're going to have to wait 24 hours, because there you have a Vadai Nasas Nevela. If you have a Vadai Nasas Nevela, then you're going to have to be Machmir, like the Shita of the Rush and others who say that you need 24 hours. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hesber of what's going on in the Shach. It's a beautiful, beautiful Hesber. Okay. Finally, though...
Did you just say, what is it?
Yes, it comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, any time you're cooking water and you have a Linas Laila, either in the creation of the Basar B'Cholav, or that it's a Linas Laila since you cook the water, in such a case it's Mutter. Because you mitzarif both of those kulas. comes along the shach, and the shach says, no. In a case of where you have a suffik basar b'chalav, that you cook basar in the afternoon, and you cook chalav in the next morning, so then you already have a suffik of basar b'chalav. So then in such a case, if you cook mayim afterwards, so then you could say, you could rely on the shita of the smak, that water doesn't make nevela. But if you had a vaday basar b'chalav, then in such a case you cannot rely on linas laila and say that the halacha is that you now have the heter of the smak if you just simply pass through the night. That's the machlokes. The shach though concludes something interesting. The shach concludes umikol makom. This might sound familiar to some of you. Umikol makom beikar adin. Says the Shach, but I don't agree with the whole premise, and that is whether you say chaticha nasas nevela on the mayim. Dzed dami l'shari surim. In other words, we've had a machlokas rishonim of basar b'chalav. Do we say Chanan only by Basar B'chalav, or do we say by Shari Surim? How do you look at when you cook water in a pot that was already Balua with Basar B'chalav? So Shach tells us that earlier in Sadi Dalit Chav Beis, he said that you look at that as Shari Surim. So says the Shach, we know that we're Makel in general when it comes to Shari Surim by Chanan. We're much more Makel by Chanan. And therefore, says the Shach, I think you could be Makel for another reason. The other reason you could be Makel is that at the end of the day over here, what we have is Chanan by Shari Surim when you're cooking water in a pot that already had Basar B'chalav. So the Shach tells us that there's room to be Makel for a totally different reason. Again, to crunch, let's just crunch the halachas. The Ramah told us that any time you have a tziruch of the din of mayim with the din of linas laila, you could be makel. The Shach says, and it's explained by Rabbi Kiva Eger, that is only going to be if you had linas laila between the bishul of the basar and the chalav. So then in such a case, you combine the din of linas mayim, then you're going to have a svek svek. But what happens if you have for sure basar b'chalav, and you had linas laila, in other words, in the afternoon, today, 4:45, you cook basar b'chalav, then you add linas laila, so then in such a case, says the Shach, then you have a vadei basar b'chalav, and if you hold the mayim is nasas nevela, so then in such a case, then a vada, you're going to need to wait 24 hours, a full 24 hours, it's not enough just to say linas laila, and automatically the mayim is going to be mutter. However, says the Shach, but I'm makel for a different reason. And that is, we know that we're makel by Chanan, by Shari Surah, much more than by Chanan, by Basar B'chalav. Says the Shach, the din of Chanan, of Basar B'chalav, is only when you're creating Basar B'chalav. After the Basar B'chalav has already been created, so then in such a case, there isn't the din of Chati Chanasis Nevel, the Torah's Basar B'chalav, it's only the Torah's Shar Isurim. That works beautifully with the way we were Mazda in the past. We're talking about months and months and months ago. The way we were Mazda, that the Vart of Chaticha Nasas Nevela of Basar B'chalav is that you created a new Mahus, a new Taruvas of Basar B'chalav. When you create the new Taruvas of Basar B'chalav, so then in such a case, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that you created a new Chaticha of Basar B'chalav. However, when it comes, once it already has been Basar B'chalav, the next time that it gives off is a time of Shar Isu. Okay, this is... That's how the Shach concludes. If we're makel by Shar Isu, we'll be able to makel by Basar B'chalav. Okay. That, if you got lost in anything in the Shach, I understand, it's not an easy Shach. So let's just summarize halachos sheyotzos. So what emerges is that lahalacha, if you have Linas Laila. So then in such a case, according to all the opinions, including the Shach, if you had a Linas Laila between the creation of Basar and Chalach, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that if you cooked afterwards water, then it would be mutter. However, generally we don't have that. Generally what happens is you have a pot, let's just talk practically, generally you have a pot which is has been cooked with Isur. If you have a pot that's been cooked with Isur, if it's within 24 hours, so if you cook water inside of it, then you have a real Shaila. It then goes back, according to Shach, it goes back to the rule of Kanan by Sharisur, and according to other Rishonim, one would be more Megal. Let's see it in very practical terms, the way the Chachmas Adam brings this out by Halacha. The Chachmas Adam brings this out in Nun Hei Hei. V'nirli, Duhu Adin, Afilu Kli, Shabish Lebo Chalav Hayom. Va'avar alav laila. If you have a kli that had milchiks that was cooked inside of it, and the night passes, ulumacha bishlo bo basar, ve'ena yodeya im kvar avar me'ez leis, and you don't know if full 24 hours have passed, o shemu adayin toch kidei chadal shos, yesh lahatir be'esim meruba mitam svek svek, shema kvar avar me'ez leis, Rav Miller presented it that here we follow Das Yachid of Rabbeinu Tam. So this, as a small Talmud, I'm just being Mosef. It's not only the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam; it's the sheet of Rashi as well. And the Poskim use this. The Poskim use the idea that Linas Laila could be Pogim. And therefore, if you have a suffix, one could be Mitzkarif, this is a suffix, and this Chachmas Adam would be an important Maramakom of how he uses the sex fig. Okay? So this is in regards to Linas Laila. Let us now go to an important Ha'ara by Rav Shlomo Eger. Shlomo Eger points out on Sif Hei. You know what? Let's start with the father before the son. Wow, Rabbi Kiva Eger has been talking a lot today. Comes on Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is an easy Rabbi Kiva Eger. Last two Rabbi Kiva Egers were complicated. Here, Rabbi Osai, we have a very, very important, practical Rabbi Kiva Eger. So this is an easy Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Shulchan Aruch had said, V'im bishova kishe'ena bas yom. So we learned that the halacha is that if you cook in it when it's not a bas yoma, Hatashul Mutter, the Tashul is going to be Mutter. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, something I think we all know, but it's nice to have it on the page. But of course it's also Lechatchila. In other words, you can have somebody come along and say, you know what, I'm stuck, it's before Shabbos, and I only have milk and kapatz. So you know what I'm going to do? My milk and kapatz is a no sintan lefkan. The halacha is that the food is mutter, and after Shabbos, I'll worry about the pot. We're going to see now the pot. We're more machmir. We still have to get to that. Hopefully, we'll get to that. Says Rabbi Kiva, you can't do that. The only time we say that is if it's bidyev. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to intentionally cook in a milk and thick pot, even though you know that it's in a ben yoma. Then that would not be acceptable. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is even sharper. Even if it's suffik isid is the Rabbanim, Rabbi Kiva Eger is not. Right? That's a little bit more of what Rabbi Kiva Eger is coming to be most of over here. Okay, so that's a chumrah in no same time of God. Here I've got a good kula from a son. Comes along with Shlomo Eger and Sivkot and Yudgimol, Hatavshel Mutter, Tavshel Mutter. Va'af liknos migoy lo mikri lechatchila. Even to buy from a goy is not considered lechatchila. In other words, if a goy made food, listen to this, Rabbi said, this is amazing. If a goy made food in a treifa pot, but you believe, notice my words, you believe the pot was Eina Ben Yomo, then in such an instance, you're allowed to buy the food from the goy. Got that one? Oh, give you a very practical example. Chestnuts in Central Park. This was Rav Miller's example. Rav Yisrael, I'm giving you a big heter over here. This one you could sell for a lot of money. Chestnuts in Central Park. So here's the shaila. You go, you're walking in Central Park. You're walking in Central Park. One of my first anniversaries, my wife and I went for the buggy ride in Central Park. It was a disaster. It didn't work out. Well, I should have done this boy or chestnuts. So it goes like this. The guy who's cooking it, so he maybe this cleaves trick. Stam kelim of a guy are ena ben yom. Right? Stam kelim of a guy is ena ben yom. So now, am I allowed to buy the chestnuts? That could very well be that the pot is treif. But at the end of the day, it was cooked in an ena ben yom pot. Stam kelim ena ben yom. Now, there's going to be a wise guy one day that's going to say to you, aha, so now I have to go to the restaurant. To the Baish restaurant. There's no heter to go to. What's the difference between the two? That there is, that there's no din of stam kelim ein ben yomo in the restaurant. That's ridiculous to say ein ben yomo in a treif restaurant. That's ridiculous. But the guy who's selling chestnuts, the odds that he cooked, now, if he's selling Franks, that's a totally different story. I'm talking about only chestnuts. So then, in such a case, stam kelim ein ben yomo, according to Rashi, it's mutter. Kura works. And Rav Miller passed in that way. The guys couldn't believe it. He said, yeah, absolutely. The guys asked him, what about Marzayin? He said, no, teach them the halacha. I said, we'll just teach them the basic halacha. Rav Miller was matir lichatchila to buy from a guy in the case of stam kelim ena ben yomo. Liknos mi goy loy mikri lichatchila. That's not called lichatchila. But you need also, but we need to clarify that the only time it's going to be mutter is if the guy is not doing it for you, right? You can't go and ask a guy. This is by bed and breakfast, right? So if you have an instance where the guy, some particularly here in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have people that will privately rent out a tzimmer. So let's say you're not sure about the kashrus. Abdullah, we're talking about Yisrael Kedoshim. But at the end of the day, people, you don't know if their kashrus is good. So then you can't say, the last, maybe part of the options is you can get a free breakfast. So then you can't have them make you the egg. Because then in such a case, then that's already a din l'chatchila. You're asking them to be mevashel for you. That's going to be problematic. But if the goy is anyhow has done it, is already selling it, then in such a case you could use that to stam kelim in a b'nei yom. Yes, so.
I know in general, the Kiddush, that you can make that assumption, but that, how do we know that assumption that we're doing here also, that you can assume without asking, or you can assume without knowing?
That's Ein Ben Yom. That's the Kiddush. Stam Kelim Ein Ben Yom.
That if you knew, you could stay around it, isn't that also a Kiddush?
That if you knew.
I think you knew that it's not Ben Yom.
No, that's also the Kiddush. Ein Hanan.
So why, how do you know that?
Both are Kiddush. Ein Hanan. Yeah. We can't conclude, even though my time is basically up, we can't conclude without emphasizing something that doesn't appear in the Prima Gadim over here. In Savi Tez Zayin, the Prima Gadim says something that every once in a while you'll have, that there's a basic halacha that's important that you just doesn't appear in the Siman. In Savi Tez Zayin, I bolded it in the Mar Mekomos, Sadi te zayin di bar maskel yirali. It's all the way to Sufkat and Zayin and Sufse Das. He says, Yirali hamivashel b'mezit b'kteras isur shein and bastiomo osur atashel kedim mevatel isur d'rabbonin. Achla mechadu. So we need to spell out, what happens if somebody knows that it's osur to cook in an ein bastiomo, and he does. So you might make a mistake after all the terim that we've given you with the chestnuts v'chulei v'chulei. So you might say, everything is mutter. So that the Prima Gadim says not that way. That's also out in the Vatman Israel Khatriya. So when the guy is doing it, it's post facto and he's selling it, he was making the chestnuts for you or whether you want it or not. In such a case, it's going to be fine. But in the other example I gave, in the bed and breakfast, So then in such a case, then if the goy is doing it for you, so then in such a case you can't say, ah, sam kele mein bnei yomon and smoke it. No, then the halacha would be that the food is going to be asur. A lot of times one needs this prima gada. And I don't think that there's any chokim. He quotes a shach in Simon Lamentesh, Sivkot and Vos. So who's doing Bas Vachal Taruvus is learning Simon Lamentesh. So it's very important to emphasize his prima gada. So we have the kula of the Rav Shlomo Eger, but at the same time, if it's done the kavana on behalf of on your behalf by a guy or a Jew, would for whatever reason doesn't care, so then in such a case you can't say for yourself that Allah it is that it is mutter. Okay. Yeah, go ahead,
Rabbi.
Yeah, in other words, it sounds like the prima gadim schumra, but aim of akhmanis lechatchila would work, but you want to say in the Rajva, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the Ram, yesh lefalpel is ein ruy leger, it's like, yeah, yesh lefalpel. It's connected to that badei ashulchan that also connected that Rabbi Kiveger to the Ram. So what the Ram is going to say about these cases is yesh le'ayin. It's a good horror. Okay. Our plan, Amir says, Shem, for... Go ahead, Yosef. Yeah,
but
sure.
Just to clarify, I remember saying that's like an ideal, you just go and get the chestnuts, or it's like, oh, if you don't have anything else to eat,
no,
or et cetera.
He was very into the heter. He was very into the heter. He thought that there's no problem to...
There's no reason to be not her.
That's the way he said that. Now, the one thing you need to be sure... I'm sorry, wait. One thing one must be careful about is that the ingredients, that there isn't any lard or anything like that. Chas v'chalila. So that you have to be mavara the mitzvahs. That's for sure. That's the last thing I want is someone to come away saying that I said that the chestnuts in Central Park are kosher. And I have no idea whether the chestnuts in Central Park are kosher. The problem of the fact that the goy is using a kli that once upon a time was treif is not going to be a problem. That's what we're saying. In Central Park, okay. There are times that we could be mesupak about what our Rabbein's kavana is. Here it is. There was no question. Just a second. I did not get to the Ramah in Sif Beis. There's not too much to do over there. I've decided that I'm not going to be mefaltel and not barnat. There is a taz and a nekudas hakesef about not barnat. I decided I'll just do it with you through the eyes of Badei Ashulchan that's already photocopied in your booklet. And the Siyata Deshmaya will begin Simin Kuv Dalid after Purim. I'm looking forward to a special Purim with you. Bezer Hashem. What time are the Chevra doing a Su'uda? On Erev Shabbos? You're not being part of Snapa, are you?
No.
11. Okay, so I'll see if I'm going to... I usually come to Yerushalayim to be with the Talmidim, but this year also because it's Friday, I might be with them only at night. So either way, I'm looking forward to being mesameh with you sometime on Purim. And we'll jump into Simin Kuv Dalid. I would like to have Kuv Dalid done by next week, and then Kavush in the beginning of Kuf Hei, and then if there's anything else that the Talmidim noticed that you would want to do well, I think in terms of the topics that are Alach L'Maisa, that we could see after the Shema have done the topics. I would like to go as close as we can to Pesach to learn together so we could get as much in as possible, and we could discuss the schedule for the Bechina. I don't see a reason why they don't give the Bechina, the day after the Zman ends. But if people want it earlier, I could. That's not difficult for me, the Siyata Deshmaya, to write it up. So you tell me. I'm definitely interested in your feedback, and then we're going to start. Hagolas Kelim Shvil's Kelim. We got lucky this year, in the sense that we have from Pesach to the end of the Zman is a good 8.5-9 weeks, which last year we had to cram in Hilchos Avelos into 4.5-5 weeks. So Siyata Deshmaya, I hope to do Hagolas Kelim Shvil's Kelim well, even to do Macholi Akum. All that will be done. Yes.
So, I don't know if you know that the restaurant, let's say, was closed the day before, December 26th or whatever it is. You know the restaurant was closed the day before, it was still open, because they were making an order.
Is it a vegan restaurant?
Right. It depends on how you ordered it. They made it already.
Oh,
they didn't
make it. Going to a little bit of time for a day.
Yeah, your dollars will be, we'll have you having the suit.